Excellent. Now, enough about my problem. Let's get to the real world for a second, because I've got four amazing stories to share with you. And I want to start out with the most interesting one to capture people's attention, and then they'll hang on for the other three, which are interesting, but not as good as the first. So this is regarding Medal of Honor recipient Dakota Meyer, a 23-year-old member of the Marine Corps. This guy's about as cool as it gets. He went in against orders in his Humvee, and he saved 36 lives during a six-hour ambush by the Taliban in Afghanistan. He literally is a walking superhero, okay? Not liking this guy would be like not liking Mother's Day, puppies, or apple pie, okay? So we all love this guy. Now, what's interesting is he comes back to the United States, okay? He gets his Medal of Honor. The President of the United States meets him. We all saw on CNN, Fox News, et cetera, him at this great ceremony. And then he's hired by a British weapons defense contractor company called BAE Systems. And BAE Systems was selling high-tech sniper scopes to the Pakistani military, or at least they were doing sales demonstrations to the Pakistani military. So this individual, Dakota Meyer, the Medal of Honor recipient, in his new job at this defense contractor, says, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Why are we selling these scopes to the military? The boss above him says, look, buddy, that's not our call. That's the call of the State Department. And instead of taking no for an answer and just doing the political game, you know, which a lot of people do in corporate America, and just agreeing with your boss, he started to create trouble. He ended up leaving the company, and then he wanted to take another job at a different company. And his employer accused this Medal of Honor recipient, and basically he was blowing the whistle. Basically, his employer said that this young guy, this Medal of Honor winner, is a drunk, that he shouldn't be hired, he can't be trusted, and he's mentally unstable. And now this Medal of Honor recipient is suing for defamation. Mitch, let's walk through this case, because maybe I didn't explain it. I was confusing myself when I was explaining it. But what's your reaction to all this?
Well, you explained it pretty well. And if in fact these, look, this guy is a Medal of Honor winner, and he deserves all of our respect. And he could be a Medal of Honor winner who has mental health issues and is a drunk. And if so, then there's no case here. But if, as I suspect, this is just his employer being vindictive and is making this stuff up, then he's got an excellent defamation suit. This is just a paradigm defamation suit.
Okay, so basically his boss, this Medal of Honor winner's boss, is saying that he's a drunk. It basically, does he have to prove in court that this hero likes to drink, or how does it work from here?
Now, the burden of proving that a statement is false in a defamation case almost always falls on the plaintiff. So if this Medal of Honor winner brings this lawsuit, he is going to have to demonstrate through evidence that he is not a drunk and that he's not mentally ill, and that'll be relatively easy to prove if it's false.
Okay.
And then, because for these purposes, he's not a public figure, for his employment purposes, then he's only going to have to prove that his former employer was negligent, that he should have known better. But the fact of the matter is that everybody's going to believe that if it's false, that his employer made it up. And I would predict that there'll be a large verdict unless they settle out.
Okay, and obviously this couldn't be any bigger of a PR disaster for this company, BAE. And what if, so his direct boss, so the Medal of Honor winner's direct boss was the one making all these comments. What if the people in corporate, the upper level people, didn't know that this was going on? Does that absolve the company in any way? And can the company just fire this guy who was saying all these bad things about the Medal of Honor winner, and then they're cool with it? Or because he's in the employ of the company, it makes everybody liable, the guy who said all these negative things and the company?
Well, the company is going to be liable for the actual damages that he sustained. So the lost wages that he has and the harm to his reputation. If there's punitive damages at issue, it's possible that the company could get off that part of the damages if they can show that this employee of theirs was just acting recklessly and without their consent. It's a close call on that.
Okay. Well, look, we'll keep our eye on that, Mitch. As always, appreciate your expertise. So let's transition. For people just joining us, we're talking to Mitch Langberg, partner at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, an expert in all things Constitution, all things First Amendment. Now, I want to talk about Warren Buffett, because he's an interesting character in that he goes on television and he calls on the Democratic Party, especially his best friend Barack Obama, to raise taxes on everybody. And then quietly, he's filed a lawsuit in federal